Hello and welcome to the TCF Morning Show. It is Friday, November 19th, and this morning I am joined by Boomy at Boomy TCF on Twitter. I am Zach Leia at Z Leia TCF. The main page is at typical_Chicago. Shout out to our sponsor, Connect Roaster. Go to connectroasters.com for all of your Christmas needs. I know you're looking for a present for somebody, and if they like coffee, they got the pods, they got the beans, they got the coffee beans, however you would like to make your coffee. So go on to connectroasters.com for the best coffee. My mother loves it. I love it. I know if Boomy loves coffee, he would like it.
Absolutely.
I think, honestly, Boomy, you do need to try the Nitro one. You might like that.
Yeah, that's the new release. That one sounds really good. I will I'll give that a try when you put your next order in. I'll have you get me some. I'll give it a shot.
We'll have to do that for you. But if you like I said, if you want something just like that, go over to connectroasters.com. They got the Nitro brew. They got whatever you need coffee wise. Like I said, Caleb, he knows his coffee. He was on here. He knows more about coffee than we don't.
He's forgotten more about coffee than we'll
That's what I know. Think I meant to say.
Yeah, I knew what you were getting at there.
I said that horribly. but if you want to follow our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, type in typical Chicago fans. You will find us on there. Go over to the YouTube. Go to typical Chicago fans on there. Subscribe to the YouTube page. All of our morning shows, podcasts, interviews, food reviews, all on there. Boomy has a food review that he had done maybe a summer or so ago, but we just put it out.
4 or 3 summers.
So check it out on there. And then wherever you get your podcast from, type in typical Chicago fans. You will find us on there. If it's Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. If it's anywhere else, again, just type in typical Chicago fans. You will find us on there. This morning, we will be talking about the Bulls. They're doing well, 10-5, but a tough loss in Portland. We'll get more into that. Blew a 20-point lead. The Blackhawks, I wish they could have started the season a little bit better, but they are now 5-9-2 on a 4-game win streak since new coach Derek King was named interim head coach. That's exciting for Chicago. We don't have just the Bulls to look forward to. Also, we'll talk about the Bears. Not much about the Bears game. We'll talk more about that on the podcast that we'll probably put out Sunday morning. But we're going to talk about how Chicago is trying to maybe buy the Bears. First of all, not for sale. Second of all, not a big fan of I think it was the 12th Ward Alderman was on Wide Open Sylvie talking about it, and it was very confusing about the whole thing. And then college football playoff rankings, college basketball tournaments are about to heat up. We're about to get a lot of good basketball coming up here in the next few weeks. And then Boomy's wacky web story, how we always finish the show. But Boomy, how have you been?
Busy, but that's a good thing. This is that time of year.
Been cold?
Yes, of course, cold. We talk about
I know. When we talk about where we live, we do choose to live here, but it is cold and it does suck a lot.
Yeah, it's the wind that got me today. But you know what? I hope that maybe it'll stay like this all winter, knock on wood. I don't know. I'm not, predicting anything. But if it gets like this and doesn't get down into the negatives, I can live. But good time of the year to just stay inside and watch sports.
The wind is what always gets me. But you're busy with sports too. Got a lot going on there. High school basketball about to start up. That's a big for you.
Girls high school basketball tipped off this week. So, lots going on in the area and around the state and around the country. So very busy time of year. So can't complain, man.
Fun time of year though for you, Boomy.
For sure. For sure.
But let's get into our first subject here this morning. We got the Bulls, 10-5, like I said, but unfortunately lose to Portland. Outscored 64-44 in the second half. At one point had a 20-point lead. Would have been first in the East with that win over Portland's sole first place because the Wizards had lost that night. But they finished a five-game road trip today in Denver. They are 2-2 right now on the road trip. It would be awesome to be over 500 for the five-game road trip out west. They come home to play the Knicks on Sunday. I don't know if that's an afternoon game. That sounds like that would be perfect for an afternoon game, but maybe at night. We don't know. Hopefully it is at night because the Bears play at noon. But, Boomy, what were your thoughts on the last 2 minutes there in that game? I know we were talking about before the show.
Yeah, I mean, the you got to look at it from, you know, the micro and the macro. You know, macro things are you know, not – or things are great in the big scheme of things. You know, 10-5, you know, you win two of every three. That's a good thing. Like you said, 2-2 on the road trip. But in the micro, the last 2 minutes of that fourth quarter were absolute piss. I mean, they were so bad. I don't know. And I know it's nitpicky to, you know, harp on one game out of, you know, the 15th game out of 82. But I mean, DeMar DeRozan has a horrible possession, falls down, tries to get a phantom call. That was not a foul. Okay. He had a terrible possession. He falls down. He loses, you know, control and then throws up a bad shot. And then you run a great inbounds play for your one of your best three-point shooters at the top of the key with no one within a mile of him. And he comes up short. And, you know, the fact that you get outscored in the second half when the Bulls have been very much a second half team, you know, that's not good. You know, you want to be able to take advantage of those second halves and get the scoring going. And, you know, it just, they really, I know we've talked about this on Eng and without Jokic, but like, that it was really prevalent last night when Yusuf Nurkic just
He took over in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and there was nothing. I mean, like,
well,
Trey
the problem
Brown
was
a couple...
Derrick Jones Jr. had five fouls. Tony Bradley had two fouls within the first 25 seconds of the game.
Yeah, they were just outmatched in the front court, and it showed really bad. And
unfortunately,
you know, the post
they
got
go to Denver and had to play Jokic.
Yeah. I think, you know, with the way the lineup looks now and, you know, the way that, I mean, Yusuf Nurkic look like an NBA all-star last night, and he comes off the bench, you know, a lot for Portland. And I think you almost have to go into it like, we got to let somebody else beat us other than Jokic, because right now, I mean, just looking at this on paper, I know this game's tonight, but you look at this on paper, it's one of those where, like, Jokic could go off for, like, 50 just because of the lack of post-play help. And obviously they're going to be in the game. I don't think they're going to get blown out. But, you know, it's frustrating to see them play so well and do things so well in the second half. And then the second half is what cost you in Portland against a very beatable Portland team.
They're kind of opposite of how they've been playing on this road trip. They played really well to start the game. And then that second half, they just fell apart. I don't know if they got tired or they kind of started forcing shots. And
definitely,
I don't know. The offense just kind of fell apart. I know it's only been a few games, but Coby White off the bench hasn't been contributing too much. Mm-hmm. And you need guys like that to prove that they can play big minutes, because Ayo, he's been playing pretty well.
Yeah, I think you got to get, you know, Coby White going, and I know we, you know,
well,
talk about
it.
Well, I know,
and like I say, it's only been a few games, and that's tough, but he's had his chances. Like, even last night, he was in there with about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I've been an advocate of this the whole season, that you use him as a piece to pick up, you know, post-play help, but no one's going to want to give up anything worth, you know, trading for if he's not going to be able to put it together. And like I said, I don't want to be the meatball that's like, oh, they had one bad fourth quarter, you know, the season. That's not what I'm saying. It's not over.
No, I still think this team is very good.
And I think it's fair to criticize.
In Portland, you're on a long road trip. Games like this will happen, but it's a game like that that you want to win, though, because you had the opportunity to win that game.
Well, and you're also coming off of two really good wins against at the Clippers and at the Lakers. You're coming off of two, you know, highlights of what happened. And then you kind of lay an egg there in the second half. And I think that, you know, you're riding high, you're flying high, you expect good things. And then you kind of come out and you lay a turd in the second half. And it's like, you can't, you know, like I said, it's a fine line for me to, like, be a meatball and be like, oh, you can't lose game 15 like that. But it's the way they lost it that's kind of frustrating. But at the end of the day, I mean, this team is still insanely talented. I mean, Lonzo Ball's getting to the rim like it's nobody. He has one of the quickest first steps that I've seen in a while. He was getting to the rim with ease in the game last night. I mean, Zach LaVine
anywhere at any time. DeRozan obviously, you know, has had his 39-point game in LA. This team is very talented. I think it's fair to expect, you know, this team to do this night in and night out.
Oh yeah, it's so much fun to watch this team play. Just like they came back after the Warriors game, beat the Clippers. They got to go to Denver, win this game after a tough loss, and rebound like they did after a tough loss against the Warriors. They proved that they could do it against the Clippers. Let's see if they can do it tonight against the Denver Nuggets to end this 5-game road trip. Either way, it's still been a really good road trip, and I'm excited for the rest of this season.
Absolutely, and the schedule lightens up a little bit in December.
Oh, yeah, this is about as tough as it's going to get. They had a very tough schedule as of late.
Yeah, and I think if you can get this win in Denver, you can, you know, control home court on Sunday, and you're looking at, you know, your last six at 4-2. That's a good number. That's a good number to be at.
I'm very excited. Also, when I'm excited about the Blackhawks, they are 5-9-2 with 12 points. They beat the Kraken on Wednesday night, 3-2, on a 4-game win streak. They are 4-0 since Derek King has been named interim head coach. I think that they're just having some fun playing hockey. Yes, the Kraken aren't a very good team. I don't think Colorado is very good right now either.
Colorado's just injured. Colorado's a very, very good team.
Well, yeah, but they're not playing very well right now, and that's correct. Who they just beat. They just beat them. Yeah. But either way, they're winning games. They're kind of getting themselves back into the playoff contention. I know it's very early in the season, but the way they started off, they don't have a lot of room for errors.
Right. It's and I think, you know, you
they
saw
got, – Is it Seth Jones back last night?
No, Caleb Jones. Caleb Jones, brother.
Okay. Yep, he got him back last night, which is awesome. Another defensive guy getting back. I'm excited to see what this team can do, especially because you just seem like these players are playing for their coach the way that they were not playing for Colinton.
Yeah, they look a lot freer. You know, things just
look they just excited to play. Like you just tell in those first few games that they, like, no one was out there. You can't start like 0-11 or 0-10 right. And the team be having fun.
Exactly. And I think you saw it last night. DeBrincat had, I can't remember the name of it. Christ, this is going to drive me nuts, but they said he had a hat trick. He had a goal, an assist.
Gordie
and
Howe.
Gordie Howe hat trick. Yeah, that's what it was. Thanks, buddy. Goal, assist, and a fight. So, you know, you see this team just kind of scrapping things together. And, you know, like you said, Colorado's banged up, but the fact that you can go in there and, you know, take down a good Colorado team, whether they're at full strength or not, you beat Colorado, who's going to be near the top of the standings at the end of the year.
Oilers on Saturday.
Yep.
At 9 o'clock at night. A Saturday game, 9 o'clock. I like that.
Absolutely. You know,
on ESPN Plus, I will explain this to you. The ESPN Plus, you have to go on the app and everything. It's not on NBC when it's on ESPN Plus, I don't think. They had some problems with it the last time the Blackhawks were on ESPN Plus. I don't really like that.
Yeah.
But it's the contract, I think, that the NHL has with ESPN now.
And I know if you're a Hulu subscriber, those games, those ESPN Plus games are sent straight to your Hulu. So I've been watching. Maddie'd be proud of me. I watched some random, like, I think it was the Oilers and the Ducks the other night. Don't know much about them, but I watched because I was waiting for the Bulls game to start. And, you know, so if you got Hulu, make sure you're checking out some hockey. There's some really good hockey players out there.
Boomy, I know you are a jersey guy. You got to get a Kraken jersey. Those things look pretty sweet. Sick.
That's a great color scheme. They nailed the jersey. It fits the area perfectly.
Unfortunately for them, though, they weren't treated as well as the Las Vegas Knights.
No, they're 4-11-1, I think, is what their record's at. So, yeah, things are not great for the Blackhawks, but, you know, we could be Seattle fans.
Well, yeah, and well, it'd be fun to be Seattle. 100%. The Seattle Kraken, that'd just be fun to say.
Yeah, and the arena, they're playing in the old Key Arena, which is where the Supersonics played, and they've completely renovated that. You know, it's a.
And they're probably good time just there. They're probably so loved. I think there's a soccer team, but that's just about it. Oh,
I don't be surprised. There'll be an NBA team back.
There has to be
10 years. Yep, I think Vegas and Seattle are going to get a team here within the next 10 years. So we'll see.
I would love that. But to wrap up Chicago sports, the Bears, the city of Chicago is talking about trying to buy the Bears, which, first of all, I didn't know the Bears were for sale.
They're not.
Second of all, they're already talking about it. They're trying to say they're worth under $4 billion, which I understand. Whatever you want to say about the Bears, they're in a huge market. They're probably worth around that. Who knows what the number is? Because the reason there is no actual number on it is because the Bears have never actually thought of selling. They've always just been the McCaskies. They're not going to sell. They're gonna stick to the plan of I have no idea. But I am very against the city of Chicago buying the Bears because the reason I think that they're doing it is because they want them to stay in Chicago. And I understand you're the Chicago Bears. You should be in Chicago. That's not how it always works anywhere. No, you know, there's NFL stadiums.
The Giants aren't even in the state of New York.
Yes, like I hate that they're like, oh, well, they're going to have to give up the name of Chicago because they're not in Chicago. That makes no sense because they're in Arlington. They can't be the Chicago Bears because they're going to have a way better stadium,
The Atlanta Braves, who just won the World Series, play 30 minutes north of Atlanta.
I just think I don't think they're doing it for the right reason.
No, it's a last minute ploy to try and get because they know that, which doesn't make sense because if they can't afford to build a new stadium, they're not going to be able
that's what Sylvie was saying. He was saying because they talked to like the guy who was trying to put together the bid or whatever was talking about it, and he goes, well, I run into potholes every single day that the city of Chicago can't pay for. How are they going to pay for the $4 billion Bears?
Right. Exactly. And like, you claim to be, you know, not having enough money. And I'm very much of the, you know, the mindset that owners should pay for their own stadiums, that public money for those stadiums is asinine. But if the city is going to say, we don't have money to build a stadium, what makes you think that building a stadium is cheaper than buying a football team? That math doesn't add up because the most expensive stadium, I believe, Las Vegas spent $1 billion on their stadium. LA spent $1 billion.
Way over $1 billion.
Yeah, but even then, it's got to be cheaper than buying the football
team. Oh, no, you're right. They're going to make that money back in LA so quickly. But I'm just saying that's like $4 or $5 billion stadium.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it's a bad plan, and like, you know, I'm not one that sits here and
I don't think the reason is right. That's what makes me mad, or not mad, but annoyed about it is because why weren't they trying to buy the Bears before the Bears were trying to leave Chicago? You know what I mean? Why is it now that they're trying to
fight?
Yeah, they're trying to leave. No, they're just trying to do it to make sure that they can't leave.
Yeah, which I don't. They need a new stadium. Like Soldier Field's not, you know, up to par with the rest of the NFL. And, you know, if the Bears want to leave and go in Arlington and be the Chicago Bears still out there at the old racetrack, God bless them. I think they should. I think it's easier to get to. I think that the reasoning behind this alderman is just kind of, I don't know. It just seems kind of backwards and I don't know, pretty stupid in my opinion.
Yeah. I think that it's going to be a whole lot of nothing.
Because I also don't know, like, the city can't even keep the grass at Soldier Field
in
proper playing condition. What the hell makes you think they're going to run a football team correctly?
That's so true. But I think one day there will be a Bears stadium in Arlington, and that will be a very happy day for me.
I don't blame you.
All right, Boomy, let's get into the college football playoff rankings. We got Georgia 1, Alabama 2, Oregon 3, Ohio State 4. We'll get to the rest, but do you think that is the correct 4?
No. Cincinnati has done everything they can.
How is Alabama 2?
This committee so badly does not want to put Cincinnati in the final 4.
Cincinnati's at number 5. They're at 5. Michigan 6. Michigan State 7. Notre Dame 8. Oklahoma State 9. And Wake Forest at 10.
They are going to do everything in their power to make sure that Cincinnati doesn't make it to the Final Four. Which
Notre
is
Dame is going to make it to the playoff before Cincinnati does.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree with you. I don't agree with the concept.
And then Notre Dame can go lose by 50 again.
Yeah, and even if Cincinnati goes and loses by 50, they did everything. They added – you can't predict when you schedule these games that Indiana, that had a great season last year, is going to be absolutely terrible. They beat Notre Dame. At Notre Dame, like
they've done all they can do, they're undefeated. This is why you got to add the least two more spots,
at least
to this playoff, or yeah, eight's fine. You know what I mean? Because then you can get maybe one or two teams like a Cincinnati or something in the playoff. But you already know what's gonna happen. Yeah, Alabama's probably gonna beat them, but they deserve to be in.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Georgia is clearly the number one team, though.
Oh, without a doubt. Now, they're having some issues offensively, but, like, I still think at the end of the day,
that defense is insane.
Exactly. Their offense does not have to be great because their defense is one of the best defenses we've ever seen in college football.
I just don't get Alabama at two.
Yeah, well, Nick Saban has a stranglehold on somebody in that committee. And rightfully so.
They haven't really played that great this year.
No, they truly haven't.
They deserve it. I understand because over the last however many years, Alabama's been very, very good, won a lot of national championships. But that doesn't mean they're good this year.
Right, exactly. And when it's down to four teams, you want the best four, and I think the four that deserve it the most. And I think Cincinnati deserves it. I will die on this hill that until Cincinnati loses, they should be in. And if one loss to Notre Dame gets in above an undefeated Cincinnati team, I may riot.
Well, Boomy, next week
it may be a one-man riot, but
we'll get more. I think if Cincinnati doesn't get in, I don't think you will be the only one mad about it.
I think it's just ridiculous. I think obviously I have my calls with the NCAA, and I think they're just a organization of rats anyways. So
hopefully they listen to this podcast and they hear you talk about it.
Yeah, tell Mark Emmerich. I know he listens. So Mark, when you're listening to this, just know, not a fan, buddy.
Unless you put Cincinnati in, then he's a fan.
Yeah, put Cincinnati in, we can talk.
He's quickly bought.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm very easily bought.
But we'll see how the rankings play out after another fun weekend of college football. And I think next weekend is the rivalry weekend.
Yes, I believe so.
So that'll be fun. Boomy, well, before we get into college basketball, NIU with another overtime win. They don't like to win just a normal game.
Zach, they've won, I think, 8 games this year. 7 or 8, and I believe all but one of them they won by 7 points or less.
And they've probably come back in all of them.
Oh yeah, I mean, but it's so fun to see. You know, the coach Thomas Hammack, who received a lot of criticism, rightfully so. They go 0-6 last year. You know, obviously where the program was a decade ago. You know, playing in the Orange Bowl my senior year.
Did you say they were predicted to be the worst team in the MAC?
Everybody, Phil Steele, who we've talked to our guy, Bobby Wilson. Phil Steele is like the end all be all. He writes the giant, Bible sized book on college football every year. Even he had Northern Illinois at the bottom of the MAC. And then they clinched the MAC West. They clinched the trip to Detroit, which I did find out that the MAC championship is on a Saturday, which I'm not crazy about. MAC championship should be on a Tuesday or Wednesday night. But either way, they're going to the MAC championship for a team that went 0-6 last year and didn't look good doing it. They're also one of the youngest, I believe, top 5 youngest teams in the NCAA. They consider themselves walk-on university, which I'm not crazy about. But, hey, obviously it gets the job done. So big shout out. And as we speak right now, I know we're about to move into college basketball. The NIU Huskies, as we record this, are beating the Missouri Tigers in basketball.
Who did they beat the first game of the year?
They beat Washington at Washington, and then they got manhandled at Indiana.
Indiana's a pretty good team.
Indiana's a very good team. Indiana's
going to be still undefeated.
Yes.
They beat St. John's on Wednesday.
Yes. Big win. But no, like going back to what we said, I mean, they're just kind of, they get a, you know, they, The Huskies took full advantage of the transfer portal, picked up Rocky Lombardi, which great football name, but pick him up as a transfer out of Michigan State. And he doesn't do anything spectacular, but he just gets the job done. He does what he needs.
He doesn't make the mistake that will lose you the game.
Exactly. And also, before we move on, shout out to the NIU men's soccer team. Made it to the NCAA tournament. They're ranked in the country. They just beat Oakland in the first round of the NCAA tournament. They go to Pitt, the number 5 ranked team in the country, on the 21st. So shout out to the football team of NIU too. So little NIU moment here.
Yeah, there we go. NIU sports are thriving right now.
Thriving.
Gotta love it. But Boomy, like we were saying, college basketball has a lot of fun tournaments coming up here soon.
Dude, and that's not even like the tournaments are incredible. But the, also, if you just type in college basketball Thanksgiving tournaments, there is a website, bloggingthebracket.com. I got to give them a quick shout out here. They have a list, a gigantic blog of every single multi-team event. So this is even including the ones that are like a triangular. So like it's got everything from the Maui Invitational, which we all know about, to these, there's a lot of these different triangulars where 3 teams come and you play each team that's there. This is where I'm getting my information from. Obviously we start off the Maui Invitational not being held in Maui this year, you know, with COVID, but another good field, Butler, Houston, Notre Dame, Oregon, St. Mary's, Texas A&M, Wisconsin, and then of course Chaminade. That's always a great tournament there. My favorite ones is actually the one at Charleston, and I got to find out. I do have to give a quick run in here. NIU is playing in the Fabletics Jacksonville Classic with Florida State, Loyola Marymount, Missouri. Oh, that's going on right now, I believe.
I was going to say, yeah, they're playing the team Missouri. Team that they're beating right now?
Yeah, so but there is semifinals and finals of that. So if they win, they move on. Also, SMU, Bradley, Boston, Little Rock, Sam Houston State.
It's in Jacksonville?
So the semifinals and the finals will be.
Okay. That sounds beautiful.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That'd be a great – I mean, we talked about the weather here. I mean, imagine what it's like in Jacksonville right now. Chicago State is somehow in a tournament, a 7-team tournament, which is very strange, called the Golden Turkey Classic. That is right up Chicago State's alley.
T-shirt from that tournament.
Oh, the golden, just a giant golden turkey with all the logos around it. I'm all in. Jersey Mike's Classic looks solid. Some mid-majors there. Ball State, Green Bay, UMass. That'll be a good one. This is probably my second favorite tournament, third, I guess I'd say. Battle of Atlantis is always good. But the Shriners Children's Charleston Classic, they play it on the campus at Charleston, I believe. Yeah. Boise State, Clemson, Elon, Marquette, Ole Miss, St. Bonaventure, Temple in West Virginia. Always a good tournament there. You know, there's just literally you can't, you know, can't move without running into some sort of tournament or invitational next week or, you know, around that time. So, you know, it's a perfect time of year, Zach. And I don't know if you saw it. We saw Ohio State, our first top 10 team, go down the other night to George Mason. I've been on a tear. I love college basketball. So I've been on a tear there. We've also got some local teams playing in the U.S. Virgin Islands Paradise Jam. We have Bradley in Southern Illinois at the Paradise Jam with Creighton, Duquesne, Northeastern, Colorado State, who me and Maddie love, Colorado State and Brown. So that's, you know, that's actually going on right now. You know, there's some really good tournaments, and I know that a lot of them seem like, oh, there's a really good team there, like Florida State in the tournament with NIU. Yeah, it might seem like Florida State's going to run away with that, but in a tournament setting, you don't know really what you're getting into. Do any of those tournaments, do you have a favorite Thanksgiving week tournament, Zach?
Is the Maui during Thanksgiving?
Yes. That it's always,
that's always my favorite because Bill Walton usually does the commentary. Everyone's always got their Hawaiian shirts on, and there's always good games.
Absolutely. And I think that, like I said, that field earlier, liking that field a lot. You know, it's always a good, it's going to be a little different with it in Vegas this year, but I mean, I think it's still a damn good tournament, you know,
still good teams.
Yeah. And so check out, I mean, like I said, that website, bloggingthebracket.com has literally everything listed. This might low key be a really good one. It is the Rocket Mortgage, Fort Myers tip off. We got Cal, Florida, Ohio State, Seton Hall, Bowling Green, UW, Milwaukee, Southern Utah, and Yale. You know, some tournament teams possibly there. This weekend, the Hall of Fame Classic, Illinois, Cincinnati, Kansas State, Arkansas. That's another good one. You know, you really can't go wrong. Cancun Classic, Illinois State's in that one. You know, like I said, it's a amazing, amazing week to be a college basketball fan. And the last one, I know I said it earlier, but the Battle for Atlantis, you're going to love this, Zach. We got Arizona State, Auburn, Baylor, UConn, Loyola, Michigan State, Syracuse, VCU.
That's Loyola, a tournament line. Loyola going to the A-10.
Yeah, I think that's a good move for them. Obviously, you know, football's not, you know, they don't have football at Loyola. So, I think that's a good move for them, but I love Battle of Atlantis has the opportunity this year to be better than the Maui. Mark my words, it may be a better tournament.
We'll have to see. We'll keep you updated on all those tournaments over the next few weeks. But boom, you got a wacky web story here to end the show.
I sure do, Zach. And you know that I'm not the biggest soccer guy in the world, but there is some wild, wacky news coming out of PSG, Paris Saint-Germain. And they have a women's team, obviously. But a Paris Saint-Germain women's footballer, Aminata Diallo, is being accused. She was arrested after her teammate, Chiara Mariu, was pulled from a car and beaten on the legs. They believe that Diallo paid people, kind of, you know, the old Nancy Kerrigan story, paid people to pull her, the girl on her team. She's also on the French national team with this girl, to pull her out of the car, which Diallo was in. They pulled the teammate out of the car, beat her on the knees and legs to injure her, and left Diallo in the car. And apparently they're like the worst muggers of all time, because she literally, like, nothing broke, nothing tore. She's fine. She'll be back soon. But the teammate, who is a second stringer behind this girl, apparently had the story is that she paid these people to beat her up so she could get her job.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. I mean, soccer can be boring, but are you kidding me? I'd watch a movie on this, you know, 100 times.
Yeah, that's a wacky web story, Boomy.
That is a wacky web story. Paris Saint-Germain women's soccer. Absolute lunacy right now.
Post show, if you're going to the Bulls game Sunday against the Knicks, that's the coolest bobblehead ever. It's the draft day Joakim Noah.
Yeah, Zach will pay an absorbent amount of money for that. So
yeah, I will. Very true. Definitely. But thank you for listening to the TCF Morning Show Friday, November 19th. Thank you to Boomy at Boomy TCF for joining me this morning. Follow us on Twitter at @typical_Chicago. Go over to the YouTube page, Typical Chicago Fans. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Morning shows, podcasts, interviews, food reviews, all on there. And then wherever you get your podcast from, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Shout out to Beer Baseball Repeat. Make sure you go over to their website and get a TCF shirt and all the other shirts that they have on there. He has a lot of cool designs on there. But make sure you also get your Typical Chicago Fans shirt, especially if you're looking for a present for the holidays. But if you're also looking for a present for the holidays, you can also go over to connectroasters.com and get your loved one, get your family member you can get them some coffee from Connect Roasters with a TCF t-shirt. A great combo for the holidays. So go over to connectroasters.com for all of your coffee needs. Anything else, Boomy?
As you see, we're without Maddie tonight. Maddie's got some stuff going on. You know, Shout out, Maddie. We love you. We miss you. He'll be back soon. So shout out, Maddie and the fam.
Shout out, Maddie. This has been the TCF Morning Show, Friday, November 19th. We love you all.
Peace.